That takes us to number 24, Regional Trails Program Awards. Randy, are you with us?
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. Chairman Olson, Secretary Roebling, Randy Kittle with the Game Fish and Parks here in Pierre. I'd like to give you an update on the Recreational Trails Program. See if I can get my screen share to work this morning. All right. We had a little background information on the program. If we can get program running here. All right, are you able to see my screen?
Yep.
Okay. So the program comes from funding from the Federal Highway Administration through the transportation bill. This year we had approximately $1 million to allocate to projects. The funds are allocated on projects based on a 30% motorized, 30% non-motorized, and 40% diversified project, meaning they serve at least two types of trail users. Eligible applicants include cities, counties, state parks, federal land management agencies, tribal governments, private and nonprofit organizations that have a public trail benefit. Grants pay up to 80% of the approved project cost in the form of a reimbursement, which happens after the work has been completed. The group consists of a five-person governor-appointed citizen advisory council. Kitty Kinsman from Rapid is the chair. Dave Sweet from Sioux Falls, Viet Goss from Belle Fouche, Kim Bueller from Pier, and Mel Fish from Yankton are on there. The group met June 11th to review projects and make funding recommendations, and those went to the governor for approval. The motorized project, the Black Hills Snowmobile Trail System, got a new snowmobile trail groomer. That was a replacement, $200,000 plus there. The snowmobile program also received two replacement bridges, one at the Finn area and one up on Ditch Creek. Those were $40,000 of RTP funds. And also a warming shelter, a little over $9,000. And the Wahi Downstream Recreation Area received funding for replacement gravel for the trail system up there. Our non-motorized projects, the Mickelson Trail, Shannon got his annual operating budget to maintain the trail. Farm Island, we are going to be resurfacing the asphalt trail system within the park. The City of Mitchell is going to be installing lights along the Dry Run Creek Trail there in town. City of Brookings will be constructing a new trail in the Prairie Hills development. And Yankton County will be resurfacing part of the asphalt trail from West City Limits Road going to the base of Chalkstone Hill there on the west side of town. And the City of Hartford will be constructing a new trail along Turtle Creek from Main Street going east over to the city park. City of Aberdeen, they were not awarded any funding in this grant cycle, and Hot Springs was not awarded any funding in this grant cycle. So that's kind of a quick wrap-up of what we had. Does anybody have any questions?
Anybody have any questions? Thanks for the report. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.